You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Ina, like almost Ina. Like E-N-A, Ina.
So the I sounds like E.
Yes, sure does. It sure does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. They'll be all here in a second. But you were saying you were doing a lecture. You were doing a lecture.
Doing a lecture and people, and you know, sister asked me what was the key to my success. I mean, because I come from very, 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 you know, humble beginnings, you know.
Right.
Born in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York. A family of 11. Wow. 8 boys and 3 girls. And my father was a New York City cab driver, married, came here from Guyana. And he was actually in the British Navy. It was British Guyana at that time. He jumped ship. This is in the early 1900s. He jumped ship and was an illegal immigrant for a while. And then found married a beautiful, fair-skinned sister, Ida Mae Baldwin. There was 11 of us, all right? And when I turned 2, hello, gorgeous, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I was from San Antonio. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, my gorgeous feminine skin. Yes.
I got you. So anyway, I was just giving Antonio a little it's a lesson I learned, but a little bit from my background. And when I turned 2, it was 11 of us in our family in Brooklyn. And when I turned 2, my mother became mentally ill. And she had to be institutionalized, and she went into a Kings County hospital, which was an insane asylum. That's what we called it back in the day. And she died in there, and she stayed in there 50 years. But anyway, so my father couldn't take care of 11 children, right?
Too many people that care.
So I was orphaned, me and my sister, my younger brother. We were orphaned, stayed in an orphanage from 2 to 5, and then went into foster care. And we aged out of foster care at 18. But my father maintained the brownstone that he had in Brooklyn, 3 stories, beautiful. And but because we were the youngest, my older brothers, when they aged out of foster care, went back to the brownstone first. They were about 3-4 years older than us. And by the time we got there, they were heroin dealers and heroin addicts. Mm-hmm. Heroin dealers. Now, heroin was the drug du jour, was not cocaine. Back then, in the 50s and 60s, it was the hard stuff, right? That's the stuff that Miles Davis was on, all of the musicians were on. So I remember I'm 18 years old. I ain't got no money. I did get a job. I was mopping floors on the midnight shift at LaGuardia Airport, cleaning toilets and urinals. That's the work I was doing. But I knew in my conscious mind that I had to get out of there. I had to get out of there, man. Okay. And so I tried to talk my younger brother, Joseph, into coming with me. I said, listen, we got a sister in Cleveland, where I live now, and she's willing to take us in, but we got to get there. And he didn't want to go. He wanted to stay with his brothers. So I worked a couple of years, got my money together, right? And then I got on the Greyhound bus, went to Cleveland, Ohio. And I had an older sister who took me in. Hi, Grace. How are you?
Yes.
Hello, Dr. Frazier. I'm well. How about yourself?
Both Grace and Ina, if I die, they in my will somewhere. These are my two right-hand men. They just happen to be women.
So, whoa, man. Whoa, man. And I went to Cleveland. And got another job in a small little building in Cleveland called Cleveland Clinic. It was one building. I don't know if you know of Cleveland Clinic or if you've seen it today. It's 2 square miles. So I worked in the laundry room. So anyway, it was not a good time. And but I learned a very important lesson, and I want to teach it to the three of you.
Please.
And when I was mopping floors, trying to earn some money to get out of Cleveland, to get out of New York, and I was cleaning bathrooms on the midnight shift at LaGuardia Airport. This is the lesson. And I'm still talking. I'm 80 years old, and I'm still talking about this lesson. Okay. And I'm in a stall cleaning a toilet. About 1 o'clock in the morning, and a man comes in on a late flight, and he needs to use the bathroom. So he uses the bathroom, and then he goes over to the sink. I popped out of the stall at that time, and I'm seeing him. He had balled up a paper towel, and he was wiping down the counter and polishing the chrome on the sink faucet. So I looked at him and I smiled. I said, "Would you like a job?" And he laughed, right? And he said, he laughed. He said, "But, you know, there's something else very funny." He said, "I've never been into a bathroom where the person who was cleaning the toilet was whistling. Why were you whistling?" And I said, "Well, if you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. Find some value in whatever it is that you're doing." I said, "But I have a question to ask you. Why were you wiping off the counter and polishing the chrome in this public bathroom when, in fact, that's my job?" He said, "I've learned a very simple lesson in life, young man. That no matter where you go or what you touch, leave it just a little bit better." That went into my deep subconscious mind and changed the entire, now I'm 19 years old, changed the entire trajectory of my life. And my life has been, and my record shows, that whatever I've touched and wherever I've been, I've left it just a little bit better. Now, this is so granular in me. I could get a piece of candy and the wrapper on that candy, and I'm walking the streets of wherever I am. I put the candy in my mouth. I cannot even throw the wrapper on the ground. The wrapper. Now, I just reached into my pocket because I had a piece of candy this morning driving into my office. There it is. Serious, right? Because I'm walking this ground, I'm not throwing anything on it, does not leave it better, right? That's how habitualized and granulated that simple lesson at 19 years old had been. I say all that to say this, and I didn't mean to bore you with the gory details.
No, it's amazing.
I digressed. I left Brooklyn, came to Cleveland, Fast forward 3 years later, remember, I try to get my younger brother to come with me. He didn't come. I get a call from my sister, who's 1 year older than me. She said, Joseph was just killed in a drug deal selling heroin that went bad. They bombed his apartment. So not only was Joseph killed, my brother, but the six friends who he was meeting with, they were killed too. Seven people died in that bombing. What's the other lesson? Be careful who you hang with. As they go, so go you. What's the point? Don't spend major time with minor people. People going nowhere, want you to go nowhere with them. People doing nothing, want you to do nothing with them. Right? If you want to change your life, change your relationships. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
No, that's right.
But it's so great to see you again. And I went through that poem. I had to first print it out. I printed it out, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I said, I'd be damn glad when he makes this a damn book, because it's parlaying stuff with rubber bands.
Rubber bands. So we'll send that copy out today.
Send me a signed copy. Oh, just send me a damn copy. Don't say a signed copy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because let me just, I'll tell you a secret. This is what I tell everybody when I sign books and go to and speak. I say, save this book, because my signature would be more valuable than the book 100 years from now. Okay. All right. So the information is good, but 100 years from now, I don't even know it'd be relevant. But you're going to be a superstar, a signature. I can take this now. Makes it valuable. No question about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So how y'all doing? What you doing? What you up to? Ladies. Where you going?
Ladies.
How you going to get there?
Well, right now, Antonio is working tirelessly on a gaming. Okay, I'm trying to get it to where it is. It's like a million times wow, but I know it as a gaming app, but it's more than a gaming app, and I'm just excited for it to come out. He has so much going on in the gaming app, and it's one of those games that I like to play where you match three and all that kind of stuff, but he has a lot more within the gaming app that I don't recollect or not recollect. I don't know the word, but I just know when it comes out, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. And he's also made me and Ida. Did you say what senior level programmers? Is that what the
I gave them both my skill sets. So right now they're both, you know, I've been doing artificial intelligence programming since 2012. So it's kind of my time, you know, with the AI revolution. And I gave them both my skill sets. So they're now senior level programmers now. Yeah.
Awesome. 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 And you're gonna have to transmute your programming skills. Now, you know what transmutation is, right? The ability to take the useful skills that you need programming to apply that to something else. Why is that, Dr. Fraser? Because AI going forward is going to do all the programming.
Absolutely.
That's where it's all going. Mm-hmm. Right? Do all the programming. Now, it's a gaming app, right? What you're doing there, Grace?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So it's gaming and learning.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We should not be playing any damn games unless we're learning something.
Yes, sir.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? And then you got to frame it that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything is in the frame. It's how you frame something. If you get the frame right, the picture is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So it's game. So gaming for us is certainly for Black folk. It's okay to game so long as you're learning. And the question is, what are you learning?
Well, if I can add to that, Dr. Fraser, Antonio, he weaved all sorts of lessons in there. So it's like a basic game like you would think, But then there are levels where you grow and you learn things. So it's for the somebody who listens and who grows with the game will get so much out of it, like on a spiritual level. So this game is it's like if you can have the masses play it, which will happen because it will be very popular, people will grow and learn. And this game is really it's extraordinary. So yeah,
That's
just wanted to add
great.
that.
Now, in your branding and marketing, you've got to frame it up that way. You got to frame it up that way. Now, you got to be real careful because young folk get scared of the word of learning. Right? They want fun. So it's learning while having fun, or it's having fun while learning. It's all in how you frame it, ultimately brand it, right? And then market it. So that takes as much thought and strategy as developing the game. You do that right, it's gonna it'll blow up.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely.
And that
Absolutely.
advice,
Now,
all
the
that advice is free. There's no charge for
well, I sure appreciate you because it was worth $10 million for sure. It was worth
right.
ten
So
million dollars.
what did I say the lesson I learned? No matter where you go
So
or whom you touch, leave
leave
them
it better.
just a little bit better.
Yeah. I'm
Amen.
so grateful. That's why you're my hero. That's why you're my hero. For sure. For sure. Now, of course, sir, my secret agenda, as you're talking about transmutation, is to control economics, finance, data information, manufacturing, infrastructure, communications, and human resources. That's my secret agenda.
I
So,
know. I love it.
yeah, the video game is doing that. So, yes.
That's love. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
Because
so
what you
ahead of
said,
man.
because AI will replace.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Me, even though I'm behind AI, it will replace me, so I'm controlling the infrastructure itself.
You're so ahead of the game. I mean, you're so ahead of the curve. And that's a gift from God. I mean, that's a gift, my brother. I mean, it really is a gift. And you have to honor that gift and produce. And you have. And I'm saying these are things that you recognize that that's a gift. Not a whole lot of people pop out, right, and do what you're doing. Right. And so, and actually, if you really think about it, Antonio, you're an old soul. Right? I mean, I mean, how old are you?
43.
Yeah, see my Ferragamos are older than you. Okay. And I mean, and it's my Ralph Lauren suit is older than you. But
Yeah.
I'm just saying you have a tremendous body of wisdom that you have articulated, which takes tremendous discipline to do what you have done. And so you're way ahead of the curve. And actually, there's a generation or two that's going to have to catch up with you. But the best thing is that you are ahead of the curve. Right? Because the world is changing, man. No question about it. And this knucklehead that we have in office, that may be, he may be a good thing. If you can look at a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Let me say that a different way. Write this down. Well, yes, you're actually recording it.
I'm still
writing. The quote I often use when I start a talk, a speech, which I'll be doing tomorrow in Houston. And it's called, and it's my quote. And it goes, I ask for flowers, and God gave me rain. Now, I said that at a pastoral conference a month ago, about 300 pastors in Atlanta. 90% of them stood up and applauded. I said, you got a sermon. Now, if you want me to unpack that for you, I'll do it. But there's a million ways you can unpack that. But the simplest way to understand that, I asked for flowers. And God gave me rain. Is that God knows what you want, but he does not always give you exactly what you want. He gives you what you need to get what you want. And it is the need that you are obedient to that provides the lessons needed to get what you want. That's one way to interpret it, right? So it has to do with perseverance. It has to do with self-education. It has to do with building a support network. And it has to do with hard work and sacrifice. All of that in that little saying, I asked for flowers and God gave me rain. Because there are no flowers without rain. Okay, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. All right. Now you set up this, and I apologize. I'm running off at the mouth here. You wanted to zoom in on this, and the minute I saw your request, you know, I said let's do it. Right. So here it is.
There it is. No, I don't have nothing. Every time we get together, I want to hear you. I don't want to hear me for sure. I ain't no dummy. I want to hear you, right, for sure. And I'm looking forward to, I think the conference is November, so I'm looking forward.
And that was primarily the focus, and we'll talk about that. It's 60% sold out, and it was still almost 5 months away. And it's going to be all that in a bag of chips, and you need to be in the place and space. And I'm going to find some way when I command the stage to bring some recognition to you and your team for what you have contributed to the culture. On the down low.
Yes, sir.
Right? Of which I absolutely love that. That's the reason I love it is because that's my style too. I work very quietly. Very quietly. Right? I seek advice and counsel from those who can give me advice and counsel, and then I produce what I produce. And I look for no credit.
That's right.
Right. I just look for change. That's all. So the credit comes when change happens.
Yeah.
Right. So you sort of roll the same kind of way.
Yes, sir.
Except I wish I was your age. Both I wish I was your age, and then I wish I was not your age because.
Right.
Right. And it's because I'm doing what I'm doing at 80, and it's important and significant, and you're doing what you're doing at 40.
Exactly. And I'm trying to get to your age. Exactly. I want to keep waking up now.
There you go. Amen. I was at a birthday party, my 80th birthday party in New York, in Harlem. And they interviewed me before the party. And the final question of the interview is, Dr. Fraser, what is your next big mountain to climb? So I paused for a second. I said, my next big mountain to climb is to make it to 90. Right? Now, let me give you some statistics on that. I asked AI, what percentage of black men live to be 80? 4%. 96% never make it. That's
Shocked.
important. Then I ask AI, what percentage of black men make it to 90 in America? 1%. So that's a big ass mountain to climb, right? Because I would love to be 90, but in my right mind, right? Not dribbling and can't walk or can't produce. One of my mentors is Andy Young from Martin Luther King's days. The great
Really?
Andrew Young, 94, is still kicking it. Still incredible mind, incredible brain, still contributing. He'll be at the conference in Atlanta. Yeah. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it, man.
Appreciate you, man. I
No,
appreciate
but
you.
let me finish with this. And I may have told you this. And if I have, it deserves repeating to remind you this. There's been a national study on the three most productive periods of our life. The three most productive periods of our life. The third most productive period of our life is between 50 and 60. The second most productive period of our life is between 70 and 80. And the number one most productive period of our life is between 60 and 70. Now, what does that mean? It means from 0 to 49, you haven't done shit yet. That God has prepared you. Now, you are the exception to the rule, and there are always exceptions, right? But God has prepared us to do the learning needed. Acquire the wisdom from 0 to 49 and to do our best work the final 30 years of our life. So what you gonna look like? I mean, with what you've already done, what does that look like
Oh
between
man.
50 and 80?
Oh
And
man.
as you pointed out, if you wake up all those days.
Yeah.
So even if you don't, you've already left a legacy.
Yes, sir.
Right? You have children?
Yes, sir. Got four of them.
Okay,
Two
so
girls,
that's
two
your first
boys.
legacy.
Yes, sir.
Job completed. Now, your intellectual prowess, your giftedness, your vision, your insight that you have disciplined yourself to put in writing. That's
Yeah.
really rare. And that's
I'm
a beautiful
grateful.
thing. Okay, I'm finished now. I'm finished.
Ladies, did y'all have something final to say to
You
him?
had the invitation. No, you wanted to. It's your agenda.
Oh no. Ladies, did y'all anything?
You hear us?
I just wanted to tell him that, listen, my dad will be 80 in July.
There
So,
you go. There you go. In a few weeks.
yes, sir.
That's a blessing.
The
That's
blessings.
a
That's a
blessing.
blessing.
So he beat 96% of
Yes,
us.
sir. Yes, sir. He and my mom are celebrating 50 years. on tomorrow.
52 for me and Nora Jean.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
52 years, the same sister.
Yes, sir.
In fact, Antonio, people ask me a question all the time. Dr. Fraser, what's the key to staying married to the same sister for 52 years? I said, it's very simple. It's a one-word answer. Amnesia. Amnesia. So let me explain that. In 52 years, Dr. Fraser is going to do some dumb shit. I'm a human. I ain't perfect. I'm going to do some dumb shit. And so is Nora Jean in 52 years. So when we do our dumb shit, we discuss it like we have emotional intelligence. We reach middle ground. We then bless it and release it, never to bring that shit up again. Unless you do the same shit again. Then that's another conversation.
You're so right about that. That's a whole conversation, the whole behavior pattern right there. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, you just reminded me of when I was in college. I don't remember if it was undergrad or upper grad, but it was somewhere in between. One of my professors told everybody, don't base your marriage on love, base it on forgiveness, because love is too volatile. All right. So you just reminded me. I hadn't thought about that till you just said it. So I think I graduated 10 years ago.
That's deep.
Yeah.
And whoever told you that is precisely right. No question about that. My next book, I'm writing a book now called The New Flex. Here it is. It's called The New Flex. The New Flex, The Existential Crisis of the Black Family, A Path to Resurrection.
Mm.
That's how smart I am, right? Right? I said, resurrection. Right? So, you know, for us, anytime you say resurrection, you think of one man, Jesus.
Right.
And I'm saying, yeah, Jesus is the only one that can save our black asses.
But that's anyway, about right.
Right, right. Because there is a crisis in our culture here in America.
Yeah.
The marriage, when I was a kid in the 50s, was 80% among the culture. It's now 23%. And AI projects, based on facts and statistics and trends, that if we don't fix it in the next 20 years, it'll be 8%, right? 23% of black women are not married, right? And 29% of black women will never get married. 66% of black men in America are not married, and 34% of them will never get married. It's exacerbated by two other statistics that are generations old. 72% of our children are born out of wedlock. And almost 80% of our children are raised in a single-parent household, principally by a black woman. Now, if it takes a man and a woman to give birth to a child, it is obvious to me that it should take a man and a woman to raise a child. Well, that ain't happening.
No, sir.
So we have serious work to do. It's had a profound impact on our ability to for the intergenerational transfer of wealth. It's had a domino effect in many. There's actually, now we're talking about the modern black man and woman. Not the OGs. Modern. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So and so we have some serious work to do. And so my advice when I give that talk is, sisters, if you can't build with them, don't chill with them. Same thing.
Sound like a t-shirt.
Same thing for the brothers. There you go. This is a marketing genius here. That's exactly right, right? In fact, thank you for that.
Yes,
You
sir.
that is a t-shirt at the Power Network Conference. So bright,
Yeah, it sure
right?
is.
You can't build with them. Don't chill with them.
That's
Right?
right.
So one of the suggestions I'm going to make in the book, you might like this, you might not like this, is to change the vowels. Not all of them, but one particular sentence, I have an adjustment. And you sort of hit on it. That part where we put our hand on the Bible, say, till death to us part, we change that to, for as long as we shall love. That way, the focus is love and not death.
Powerful.
Diana, you live in France, right? You live in France?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've done some studying about France. And
Yes.
the French people, are you married, dear?
Yes.
Okay. The French people, now you m probably know this. The French people have moved to a different system that cohabitation is at a higher rate in France than marriage.
Yep. Correct.
Cohabitation. And fundamentally, the legal system puts the male at a disadvantage. If something should happen, there's a divorce in America. I don't know what it is in France, but I know that you're moving to cohabitation. That's what your country is moving to. And that's a,
Yes.
right, partnership.
Yeah, it's true. The thing is, but it fits a bit in what you want to change the vow to, because as long as there is love, because people want to be together. Here we don't have the culture that we want to not marry, for example, or that we want to raise single as a single parent. That's not really it. But we want to get loose because, divorces are long, and so people want to have more liberty, perhaps sometimes a bit too much, but the thing is, that we can get more peaceful to a solution if a separation comes along.
That's
And
right.
so people, like, couples aren't like fighting, so they still co-parent, and usually it works out very well. It's rarely that it turns out
Yeah.
bad. Yeah.
Cohabitation upon divorce is less toxic. It's less toxic on the male and the female, and most importantly, the children. So I'm loving it.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing. And when we look at what's going on in America, because it's not just black folk, although we have the lowest marriage rate, but it's white folk too. Their
Oh,
marriage
it's the
gone
whole
from,
postmodernism. It's the
that's right,
whole postmodernism.
that
Yeah.
postmodernist thing, they have gone from 90% in America to 57%. Right? So there's something in the water, something is happening. And the whole concept of marriage over the next couple of generations may morph into something like cohabitation, situationships, partnerships, and those kinds of, for the reasons we just talked about. Because
Yeah.
divorce rates are 75, 50 to 75%. So make it better, less toxic, which is
There's
exactly
so
what we want.
much. Yeah, there's so much you said there. It is so much I ought to say, but it's this one thing that's glaring that sounds so offensive, but it's just logical. These days, I'm a traditional man. And I teach my boys specifically how to be traditional men. I teach my girls how to be traditional women.
Right.
We have to come to grips, and I know the comment section, if we post this on YouTube, they're gonna come for me, but marriage these days, I'm not talking about when you was growing up, these days have no benefit for a man. No benefit.
That's
No
why there's
benefit.
war between the modern black woman and the modern black man, or any man. There are no benefits. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And men are finally seeing that we have no say.
No say.
Right. So it is. So we're at the mercy of whatever the woman decides on how she wants to run it down. And we see so many examples of a gorgeous woman marrying a very successful brother who's moneyed, and it's a game.
Yep.
It's a game. Yeah.
A lot of them have a 2-year plan to get in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, we read about it all the time. It's not like it's a secret.
Mm-mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a secret. And if you got riches and you go for that okie doke and you have not tested that relationship, but you're all hung up on the sexual thing.
Yeah.
You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's heavy duty, man. So there's a lot to it, and I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to be writing about it.
I'm looking forward to getting it. I want a signed copy. I want a signed copy.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, so I know you got to go.
What were you thinking about now? Your note was about what? The power networking experience and VIP?
Oh, yes.
So what do you guys want to do on that? You said you had a couple of people. How can I help? What do you want?
Just us, this the four Grace. But it's just three. Just three. It's just me, Grace, and Ina.
Okay, I'm thinking four because I'm looking at myself. Yeah, I think I'll be there. I think I can get a deal.
Yeah, I think you'll be there. Yeah, you'll be at your own conference, your own legacy.
Oh God! Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
You're gonna let me look at the. So I don't know how you roll when you go to conferences. It's just everybody rolls different. Okay, now if I'm not speaking at a conference. The only way I go to a conference is as a VIP, okay? Right. Simply because I want first dibs. I want to be down front. I want all the inside, the private stuff.
That's right.
That's where all the relationships are.
Yeah.
So we've got two levels of VIP. Each, and then we have we have a premium registration. That's $1,967 a person. That's premium level. Now we have a student. I don't even want to embarrass you. It's $267. All that does is it gets you in the room for a couple of days and you don't get any meals or you get access to the work. I mean, the only reason we did that is really the first year we did that, Antonio, is because Atlanta is a college town. And we got three of our most important universities in Atlanta, Morehouse, Spelman, Clark Atlanta. So you got to have something for the kids, right? So that's the kid rate, but it has no whistles and bells, okay? So I just wanted you to know that. Then the first registration is what we call premium. That's $1,967. Then we have two levels of VIP. One is we call the prestige level. That's $5,967. And then believe it or not, we have a royale level that's almost sold out. And that's $16,000, because that's how a lot of black people roll, right? They want to be VIP. That's 16 grand. Now, so I just wanted to give you the lay of the land, and you could see this on the website as well at the powernetworkingex.com, powernetworkingex.com. So whatever you want, whatever you choose, I'm going to give you a 50% discount.
I appreciate you. And I think I know earlier, I think in February, I don't want to say it on this recording, but I'll text it to you. I know earlier I sent you this. And you had me send it to a couple accounts. So right there. I just texted it to you. I don't want to sit on the recording line because,
Okay,
you
okay.
know, yeah.
So did you
So,
sign up? Did you sign up earlier?
well, it was so early. It was like early this year. So we probably, I just sent it because, you know, you my hero and very trustworthy. So I just sent it.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I sent it and paid in full. So I guess you'll have to do the official sign up. But I know for sure I did it all then. Yeah,
All
I
in.
did. It was
Okay,
way
hold on,
back in
hold on. Okay,
January,
all right,
February.
let me get it right now. Shit. Right? No.
Yeah.
Okay. I just turned my phone. I turned it off so it wouldn't disturb
Oh,
me.
okay.
And
And you and it's still got the if you got if you it still got the receipts and stuff
all
in
right.
there.
So yeah, all right. So let's pivot from there. Now, did you was it something you did for yourself or you did for the three or the
You told me to do it for all three of us, and you gave a dollar amount that you wanted me to send, and I sent it.
All right. So you've handled that already.
But yes, what? Well, hey, you are my hero. Let me say this for everybody, for these
Okay.
ladies, plus everybody's going to be listening later. You pay for access. I just want to let everybody know that, like, you don't you pray for God, but you pay for access. You understand? And men like Dr. George Frazier, you pay to get in
Okay.
their
Okay.
presence.
All right. I'm looking
So
forward now.
listen, that's why I paid way back in. Shucks. Oh, this wasn't even. I'm lying. I did this. This was so long. I did this September last year. You
Oh.
had just ended. Yeah, I did this September. You got your
I thought
last
March was
section
yours. September last
September
year.
4th. Yep, September 4th at 10:56
All right, you
p.m.
said you texted to me?
I texted, yeah, I texted to you, but and but
No,
it
no,
went
no.
to the first half went to your FraserNet and Hunting and National, and then you asked me to send something
All right, but
to.
you said you just text me something.
Oh yeah, I text you how much I sent
Oh, okay.
right
I'm
here.
looking for that.
Okay,
All
so it
right,
should be
so
coming through right now.
I'm yeah, all right. So you jumped the gun.
Yes,
That's smart.
sir. Yes, sir. So I
That's
text you
smart,
how
man.
much I sent. Did it come through? Yeah, let me cut my
No, I'm
VPN
looking
off.
for
I
it.
have.
I'm looking at it now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right here.
Right there. Yes, sir. Yes,
Okay.
sir. We
Well, you're good.
I Oh, those are two good words.
You're
Those
good.
are two good words. Yes,
You're
sir.
good, man. All right. Okay.
Yes,
See, I'm
sir.
just like I'm out of it. I that was September? Jeez,
September.
Christmas. Of last year? Oh,
Yes,
wow.
sir.
Okay, that's no wonder I didn't remember.
I need to
Okay.
be in front of my
And
hero ASAP.
it went to my Huntington account, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
You
yeah,
at
yeah. Okay, so
like
you're good.
67% went to the hunting account, and then you asked
Yeah.
for another to go to another account. Yes,
Okay.
sir.
So A, that's not three VIP. Now there's a VIP in there for one, and then there's a premium in there for your partners.
Okay,
So
good.
you will get a VIP.
Well, you know,
I
the
gotta
rabbit's
make
good.
note of that, right? And then your Ina and Grace will get a premium.
Sounds
Okay.
good. And if you send me a text with the difference, I'll make sure we upgrade them to the VIP.
Okay,
Yes,
I'll do
sir.
that. Okay, so you want
Yes,
them to
sir.
roll with you. Okay, but that's what a good
Probably.
boss does anyway. Because as I said, because I said I only roll when I go to a conference, I only roll with VIP, and I take my crew, my inner circle, and they roll with me, right? Because they're my protection.
That's
Okay, so this is a piece of advice I give to sisters. Now, I want you to listen to me.
Yes, sir.
Our job is to provide and protect. So when a man opens a door, you do not go first. The man goes first. So when you have a shield, you ever watch the Warriors from old and they have a shield? Where does the shield, where is it placed?
In front of him.
In front of him. So we got it all wrong, ladies in America. Wrong. Man opens the door for himself first to get in front of you to protect you. Wow. Now you need to make that go viral.
I'm pretty sure right. Ina gonna put this on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's gonna go viral.
Right? It's just as more, right? You open the door and you go first, because that's what I do. I had to teach my wife that. I mean, they face me all messed up. Right? They say, well, that's not a gentleman. Wrong. You have no concept of what our role and responsibility it is to protect you.
Right.
This is why when we walk with you down the street, where is the man supposed to be? Right?
A lot of cars.
On the curve.
On the curve, right.
So if a car runs up on the curve, he killed a man first.
Right.
Right. You have a split second to get away. So that's I don't even know how I got off on that. But anyway.
you mentioned your crew. Your crew goes with you.
Yes, the crew. And that's how we roll. And you know I want to upgrade them
the crew,
to VIP.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And I want to upgrade them to VIP. Yes. And you're worth, and that, I'm just saying, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the audience now. Ina, make sure you do, because he's got a huge following on Instagram, especially these days lately. So clip a bunch of stuff too so they can see. But
Antonio. Do I have your
yes, sir?
Just text me your email again.
Okay. I sure will.
And I'll get you the other information you just requested.
I got you. Yes, sir. Sure will. And then, but ladies, you pay for access. Okay. It's one thing to admire somebody, but if you really admire them, you'll pay full price.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it will be friends for you to be in that room.
Amen.
And not get five times the value that you invested. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. It's to put you in front of and to be with the best and the brightest. And as you've heard me say, introduce me to your five closest ride and dies, and that will tell me who you are.
Mm.
All right. As they know and as they go, so go you. All right. So what did I say earlier? Don't spend major time with minor people. People going nowhere. One want you to go nowhere with them, right? So this is a beautiful thing. So this is timely, and and you know, you guys always excite me, Antonio. You excite me when I talk to you.
Yes, sir. Likewise.
Really, and I appreciate you so much. And the grace that you have and the loyalty that you have to your team. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's how I've gotten, you know, where I am, right? Loyal, started with a partner. When I started the business 40 years ago, it was my ride and die. We started together. He died of cancer about 5 years ago. But I'm close to his daughter and his wife, who's still living and still the on a pension kind of thing. So, yeah. You know, that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Amen to that.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to go through a lot of people to get to that, though.
Okay. So that's my testimony.
We make our share of mistakes.
Yeah.
Right? All that glitters, not gold.
I had to learn it. Yeah,
right.
Buddy.
Yeah. So this has been good. I'm excited. Sir. And Ina, and Grace, I need your email addresses as well.
Yes, sir.
Names and email addresses, because I'll have to check with my person who's in charge of registration, make sure that you're both. Well, I don't think you are, because I think I did check with. So I'll get all of that straight. So to get that straight, I will need your name, your email address, your cell phone number, some sort of address. Just text it to me at gfraser@frasernet.com. So when I tied the knot up with the ultimate deal package with Antonio for everybody, I will communicate that information to her appropriately.
Okay. I will send you on the email that I sent you. I will send you all the information.
You can send, yeah. You can send, yeah, yeah. You can send it on that email as well.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So we'll dot the I's and cross the T's, and you know where I am. And when you call, I answer.
Yes, sir. I don't even know how to show admiration and enthusiasm for that, but it's amazing because of a man like you. I know I do it, so I know you do it times 100. Yeah. I'm very, very selective of where I point my energy at.
That's very. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so
right.
The mere fact that you point your energy at me and respond to my energy, yeah, I understand that's off the chart somewhere. I get it.
Yeah, so you bring a thought to mind. I may have said this to you, but I'm going to repeat it. When the Buddha was asked, what is the biggest mistake that humans make? The Buddha replied, the biggest mistake that humans make is to think they have time. Mm-hmm. You're not killing time. Time is killing you.
Mm.
So I will tell anybody in a New York minute, do anything, but don't waste my time. Mm-hmm. I will get more money, but I will not get any more time. Sure. And I don't know how much time I have, but I'm not going to allow you to waste it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time. It's like I blink my eyes, Antonio, and I'm 80 years old.
That makes all the time you've given anybody since you turned 80 even more precious.
Yes. Bingo. Man. Bingo. Bingo.
Wow.
The less of diamonds, whatever, rubies, the more precious and the more expensive it is.
Ooh. You better talk. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, I got you. So I'm going to text you what you asked Ina. Make sure you handle exactly what he said to the standard in which he said.
Because
he's
going to forward that. Antonio, I'll give you a call. I think I have you. Hold on. Let me make sure I have you. I think I have you in my contacts. I just want to make sure. Let me see.
That number I text you from is my direct sale.
Was that your direct sale? The one you texted?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah, the one I texted you from.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep, I got you. Okay.
Perfect.
I got you. So, but all right. So good. So you'll hear from me shortly after we finish, and we'll dot the I's and cross the T's and get it rolling. And then I'll be looking
for sure.
To see everybody. That's how we say it in culture. Everybody in Atlanta.
Sure. That's it. Okay. Well, thank you so much, sir. It's been a blessing.
Appreciate
I'm looking
it.
Forward to doing that difference. And then I'll swing it around this video game we got going on. Ladies, thank you for being here. Audience, which didn't even plan to record this, but here you go. Another hot one. Pay for access. The only thing I got to tell you, pay for
that's right.
Access.
That's right. That's pay right. For, that's right. That's right.
Stop
that's
playing.
It's a beautiful point. What is access? Access is an investment in you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the most important investment you could make in your freaking life? You. Investment in you. That you would expect the biggest return on.
Mm.
Invest in you. Amen. Access is everything.
Amen.
All right. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Thank you, ladies. All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.